You look really tasty. Really, really tasty. Did you perhaps, have a fish bath or something? Or maybe something even more tasty, like fish soup? Or maybe you're a fish! If you're a fish, can I eat you? Oh, I couldn't resist, I'm sorry. It's just, you're so tasty. I couldn't stop there. Hey, I'm not little. Just because I'm short doesn't mean I don't have big dreams. And just because I'm a cat boy doesn't mean that I'm not cool like the others. You don't take me serious, do you? Then I'll do something really cool right now. I'll face you in volleyball and kick your butt. And then you'll have to be close to me. Most delicious, I mean, cool person. Drooling. I'm not drooling. It's just your imagination. Gotta get the fish person. Gotta get the fish person. They're gonna be all mine. 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 I was thinking out loud again. Yeah. Hey, you can't make fun of the fact. It's okay. Sometimes it just helps me focus. Yeah. I bet you didn't expect that one. Hey, you're pretty good at this. I didn't expect you to be this good, so I'm gonna go all out. Oh, it looks like I popped the volleyball again. Oh, I'm gonna be in so much trouble. Please don't tell anyone. It's the third time this week. I don't want them to get the wrong idea about me. It'd be such a shame. Like, I'm doing it on purpose or something. Yeah. Sorry, bad habit. I know we're not supposed to jaw in class, but, well, this is after school, so I thought, I got a little comfortable with you. And, since you're fish-smelling, are you some kind of strange fish deity? I sure hope so. Oh, am I drooling? That's not my fault. It's everyone else's fault. Yeah. What's with the tickles, anyways? You seem like the type that likes to pick on me. Evil fish deity, beware. I've got claws that could scratch you and... It can't be. A ball of yarn? Are you trying to lure me? I don't like yarn. Clearly, my eyes are following it just because it's yarn. It's a dangerous weapon against my people, and I have to fight against it. I told you, I'm not short or anything like that. You're the one who's mistaken, and you gotta stop moving that yarn. I'm not drooling. It's you. You're the culprit. You're the one who's teasing me with all these things. I'm too good to play into your teasing game. Us catfolk, we don't always get along too well because people think we're weird. They don't understand us, and they don't know how to, I think. It just becomes complicated, and I think I might like you, fish deity. You've got the flavor, and you've got such an attitude about you. You didn't even tell on people, even though you would have gotten a lot of clout for telling on my whole volleyball distraction. I didn't like it very much. It's your imagination. I obviously didn't. You're wrong. And besides, I... Why are you playing with my ears all of a sudden? Hey, what's the big idea with that? And besides, we're in college. We can't just squander our time together like that. And cat deity. What are you trying to do with my ears? You can't be trusted, cat deity. You may smell like fish and be tasty, but you just can't. I've still got a lot to learn, and I can't go blowing up the next volleyball, so, let's go get a new one, together. If we get a new one and replace it before anyone sees, they won't know what happened. But if we're too late, then they might, and I'm nervous they'll kick me off the team. This is like last time, when we were in the middle of the game. I may have blown up the ball and got us disqualified. I felt so bad. I want to be the best I can at this, but I can't do it without your help. Please. Please. Pretty please. Fish deity. Yeah. I'll even let you have some more ear pats. I could work out a business deal. I'll find a way to. I promise. Okay. Let's go. All sneaky-like. We could be like ninjas. And, if it's not too much to ask, could we hold hands? I thought it'd be the best way for us to, stick together and make sure nobody judges us for it. And that way, if someone's about to be caught, the other one can yank them towards them and, even if we fall over, it's okay. Just don't make too much noise, okay? I'll make sure nobody can hurt you, and that nobody catches you, so, as long as you'll trust, cause I know you humans don't tend to be as, trusting of us cat people, but you don't see a difference? Then, that makes me super happy. You really are the fish deity. The one and only fish deity. I'll worship you every Sunday. I mean, unless that makes you uncomfortable, I'm sorry. It's just, I've never met someone who treats me this nice, and I'm not sure how to react. I'm very honest with my feelings, and you're both cute, exciting, and smell nice. I could get used to spending time with you. You're so honest with yourself, and with me. I can tell. Us cat people can tell when you're lying super easy. Our tails will go like wee 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 and zigzag. And see, it's just making the normal flails and normal things. It means I'm kind of happy, though, that it's swaying back and forth. I know dogs usually have the tail wagging thing, but just, I might be a little more, of an odd one. Don't think I'm too weird, though. I promise I'm not. I won't be at all, and I've just got a lot to learn. But you'll teach me, won't you? Come on, fish deity. This way. There's someone around the corner. Shh. We'll make it past them. We just gotta make sure we're extra quiet and... get down! Sorry. We're just a little close, so I got embarrassed. Why are you looking at me like that? You remind me of people I've seen. When they're going through those times. It's okay. I understand. I'll help you take care of that too. If that's what you're going for, and that's what you want, I can help with that too. And, I don't know if I like you like that or not yet, but maybe I can't think of someone better. When I close my eyes and I think of somebody I like to be tackled by, I'm not sure. I never thought someone would be this close to me. It's just a bit intimidating. Could you maybe give me some space, or maybe get a little closer? Too close. No one saw us, so it's okay. Now everything's fine, and we can get a move on. If we're gonna make it to that store, we have to sneak off of campus, and it's gonna be tricky, but I'm an expert at climbing, so I'll help you up, okay? And, please, could you pat me on the head? I know it's a strange thing to ask, but it just felt really nice earlier, and I just missed it. That's all. If you can't, it's okay. Yeah. Thank you. Wait, I'm getting distracted. We can't get distracted now. We're already in deep water if we get caught. So, the head pats can be later. And, okay, over this wall. Grab my hand. I won't let you go, I promise. I'm pretty strong, you know. And super manly. I learned that from my buddy, Kageyama. You probably have seen him around the campus. He's strict, but he's a nice guy. Got you up. No scratches, right? Now, jump down with me. Sweet freedom. We made it out all right so far. You okay? No hurt? Paws? I mean, feet? Look, it's a bad habit, okay? I have moments. Look, you're okay and I'm okay. Now let's hurry to the store, quick, before it gets too dark. And then they close the doors. We gotta climb this wall, too. Leave it to me. I mean, when we get back. Yeah, sorry. I do that sometimes without thinking. It's kind of my way of, coping with being nervous and, cat deity. Are you sure you're okay? Your foot. No, you didn't twist it, did you? It's okay. Even if you're hurt, I'll take good care of you. This way. Stand still. I just kissed it better. It's okay. It's a good thing. I promise. See? Doesn't it feel better like magic? They found out recently that cat people's saliva has healing properties, so you might just be fine by the time we get there. But until then, let me give you a piggyback ride. Yeah, I'm strong enough to handle you any day. Trust me, I won't let you fall. I'll be sure to protect you, too. I can be manly if I want to, and I'm already a college student, so I gotta be prepared to do my best. And it's sometimes exciting and scary to think about there's things other than volleyball that I'm trying for. I really want to graduate. I want to do my best in the world and show them that not all cat people are obsessed with, you know, some of these things. We're different, just like you guys. I just wanted to make sure, you don't feel strange around me, do you? I know sometimes I talk in capital letters and it feels like that, but it's only because I'm so excited I get to spend time with someone like you. I've always wanted to. Especially you, almighty fish deity. You're the fish deity of campus. I've heard about you from a friend. It's only us who seems to be able to smell it. I hope it doesn't make you feel self-conscious. It's like the best smell ever. Please, don't be ashamed of that. You really shouldn't. It makes you smell so alluring, and also makes me feel, strangely excited and energetic. In truth, I'm super happy that you're the fish deity. Because you're really super kind, too. And I love hanging out with you, even if it's to fix a mistake that I made trying to compete with you. Oh, by the way, careful around my tail. It's very sensitive, and I'm not so sure that's what you were going for, but teasing me might be a little too easy. And I'm not sure why I'm telling you this. You might use it against me. I'm hoping you won't. So please be nice, fish deity. I guess if you ask me why I trust you so much, it's because You seem trustworthy, and you've been willing to help me, even though you could get in a lot of trouble, and my heart beats faster when I hold your hand like this. It's the first time I've ever been this close to someone. I've not had too many good friends because they don't trust my kind. They usually just see us as below them. But you see me as your equal, right? Then, Fishtiti, I will consider you my first special person. Us catfolk, we don't usually get more than one. And I don't want to mess it up. So whatever you want to do to me, Fishtiti, after this I'll owe you one, so anything is fine. But I do have a request. Please don't pull my tail. It hurts, and if you give me head pats or something, it's much more fun and probably feels so much better anyways for both parties involved. Did I say something? That stroke you is cute. I'm not sure what your perception of cute is, but I'm really glad that I can make you smile. It brings me a lot of happiness, too. Yeah. Could I please have a moment with you? You're so warm. So, so warm. And it's really endearing and makes me feel at home. You remind me of a warm and happy place. A place I've only been to in my dreams. I'm not sure where it is, but I want to find it someday. It's always been my dream. That's why I wanted to be so good at volleyball. Because I'd get to travel the world, right? If I get to the very top, I get to see it all and do what I love doing. And hopefully, not break any more volleyballs. Do you really think I can make that happen? Even though I've had so much trouble already? You really believe in me, don't you? I'm so glad you do. Yeah, I'm so happy. You're happy too? Then that makes me even happier. Super happy? I don't actually have a word for it. Do you, Fish Deity? Here, this is where we go. I'll buy it and then... I don't mean to sound nervous, Cat Deity, but I may have dropped my wallet somewhere along the lines. Got too excited or distracted by holding you and being so close. You found it? It's so great that you did. I wouldn't know what to do if I had to tell them I lost my school ID, as well as all that money I've been saving up for new shoes. Well, you see, sometimes when I get really into the moment, my claws come out and it rips up my shoes, so I gotta have spare shoes, just in case. Because it's illegal if I scratch the floor. And I'm sorry if I ever scratch you, but I don't think I will. I'm pretty good at controlling it. Unless you tickle me. But if you're tickling me, I'm probably in no spot to go and slice you or something. I mean, oh, that makes it sound scary. I don't mean it in a bad way, trust me. I mean it in a manly, cool kind of way. These claws are for defense and protecting you. Because you're the only fish deity I know, and I want to be close to the fish deity. I don't want anyone else to have your time. I want to have all your time to myself, and, well, it's embarrassing, but, I get all fidgety when we're this close, and I think it's because I might have feelings for you. You know, we only choose one mate in our entire lifetime, and, well, it might not be conventional. I was hoping you'd consider letting me be your mate. But only if you're never gonna say, goodbye to me. Because I couldn't handle that. It'd be too sad. I'd be way too broken up about it. I can't look at anyone else like you, and your scent smells so good. You're like fish on the best days. And also, it really means a lot to me that you went this far for me. And we got it, see? Now they'll never know. So as long as we get back silently, we can have a moment to celebrate by playing another game of volleyball. Or you had something else in mind? Sure, anything's fine. Though I'm sorry if I get distracted by how cute you are. Oh, is it embarrassing to say that? Sometimes I don't know what's embarrassing from what's not, mostly because I get so into the moment. When I get to see you, it's like waking up from a sweet dream into another one. And I don't mean in some kind of inception of reality, more like a dream that's even better. I just want to keep living this dream with you and make you feel amazing. Though I'm not sure what that means. I hear my human friends say it a lot, that you're supposed to be a better man and be a gentleman. So I've been practicing my gentlemanly ways in private. It's really fun. Yeah, it's fun indeed. But it'd be more fun with you. More fun so that I get a chance to see you look a little embarrassed for once. You always look so confident. And sometimes when you don't, I get scared that you're sad. Because whenever I see you, you just smell so nice. I get distracted and sometimes forget what kind of expression you're making. Sometimes it's hard for me to notice that, since you don't have a tail for me to follow. If you didn't know, I usually tell someone's mood by their tail. It's just how we handle things. In the catfolk community, it's just what comes natural. You could call it instincts if you want. Just like my instincts tell me, that you're the perfect mate for me. But you must have already known that, given how confident you are around me, right? Or is it just that you, find me cute or something? If you ask me what I think of you, I think you're super cute. So cute that my heart beats out of my chest, and I'd swear it was that time of year again. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Yeah. Never mind. Maybe I'll tell you someday, but right now doesn't seem like the right time. And besides, we have to get back quick. Really quick. So up we go. Grab my hand. You just throw that over. Down you go. I'll catch you like a daring prince. Do you like that? Got you. See, I told you I'm very strong for my size. Even though a lot of people underestimate me, I can jump high too. Never underestimate us cat people, as well as someone who's got the princely qualities that I got. Besides, if I could be so bold as to say, you're not very heavy. It really doesn't feel like it to me. And even if you think you are, I think you're the perfect height. Perfect size, too. And also, even if you give me lots of head pats, I won't change my mind about that. Yeah. What are you doing? I don't understand you sometimes. We gotta be sneaky, but you're here playing with my ears. It feels good, of course. But still, I... You kissed me, and yeah, I'm not so good with things like this. I'm not sure how to, I mean, I'm fine. It doesn't matter. Let's just keep going. This time, try not to fall on me if there's someone walking by. Mind telling me why you kissed me like that? Is it something I did? Or is that your way of saying you'll be mine forever? Yeah, I want you to be mine forever, of course. But I want to earn your love over time and make sure I don't overstep any boundaries, and you understand that you're dating someone who wants to stay with you forever. Do you really feel the same way? If you do, then I'll accept it, but it's embarrassing. I'm not sure what to do with myself. I guess I gotta be the prince that you see me as. Come on, fish deity. If you don't want me to call you that, you don't have to. I just thought it suited you and was really cute. You do for now? Then, fish deity, let's go. Yeah, after everything, I thought you might want something. I want something too. If it's not too much to ask, could you come with me, fish deity? I want you to be mine. And I thought I'd take you into here and ask you for another kiss. It looks like someone's celebrating a festival. You can hear the fireworks somewhat. Just barely, though. Fish deity, won't you let me be your prince? Fish deity, oh, you're so bold. I'm gonna try and be bold too. Bold to keep up with you. I'm sure I can. Besides, I'm like a prince. I'll be your prince forever. And now that we're both in college, we have to think about our futures, and I really want to be with you. As long as the feeling's mutual, it doesn't matter what happens. Because we'll make it work out, right? You promise? Then, yeah, let's stay here for a while. In my room. I know it's probably not normal for you to be in someone's dorm room, but it's just me. I don't have a roommate or anything, so I thought it was the perfect place for us to go. You can give me head pats if you want, and I'll kiss you. It feels really good. Really, really good. I knew you were the one for me. Fish deity. Yeah, you understand me so well, fish deity. No one else seems to get me, except for my buddies on the team, but they still seem like they have a lot to learn about me. And you feel so different. And when you touch my ears like that, it doesn't feel like when anyone else does it. Please. I know. I'm a bit immature still, but I'm still a prince. At least I consider myself the prince of the sport of volleyball. And I'll always be, as long as I can be anyways. And I want to be proud of what I do, and learn as much as I can along the way, both about the other races, as well as more about myself. And most importantly of all, I want to learn about you. too amazing, you know that? I'll show you how. I'll make sure those bad voices go away in your head. I can tell you have doubts about yourself. Let me steal them away, okay? Your flavor, fish deity. It's so, so amazing. And your scent, it's making my head feel all fuzzy. Blushing? Well, I'm not surprised because you've made my heart beat this fast so, so long. Your tongue, yeah, it's so tasty, along with the rest of you. Don't stop. Hey, you can't get all the upper hand now. Just because you found my weak spot is my tail and have been playing with it doesn't mean you have to tease me so much, you jerk. You can play that game. I'll show you that I'm a prince after all. Not pouting. It's you who's gonna be pouting in a minute. Oh no, it seems like my claws came out and ripped open your clothes. They fell off and I can't not. You know, us catfolk are drawn to things like this. It's you, darn fish deity. You're getting out of hand. Where do you think your mouth's going? Itadakimasu. What are you saying? I'm the prince here. You can't just go and eat me up like that. It feels so good. Please, not so rough with me. You're going to break me if you keep doing that. Oh, I can barely handle this. Why are you mocking the fact I am a prince? I am just the way you're teasing me down there. It feels so good. You can't just do that to me. I'm the one who's gonna be your prince. I'll be your prince. I'll be your prince. Hey, you can't pet me while you're doing something so lewd. I I came inside your mouth like that. I couldn't resist. You teased me so much and grabbed my tail. I'm sorry for scratching up your back. Oh, it just felt too good. I couldn't stop. Couldn't stop myself. Yeah. I think it's time for revenge for you picking a fight with me like that. I can't just let you win so easy. Why do you have that smug expression on your face? I'm gonna pick on you. See? Two can play that game. Itadakimasu. Yes, I'll do it. I promise. Just let me have more of your flavor, please. I just want more. More of it. More of your sweet, sweet sex. You're so good, but I'm your prince, so... Yes, I want some more. Yes, I'll get my tongue in there. Just don't stop. Thank you. Thank you. I'll do my best. Not my tail. Not my tail. You can't. You keep pulling away. Better than this. I'll do my best to be your prince, and I'll make you feel it deep inside. Maybe. Sweet revenge. I want you as my mate for life. I do. Please. Fish deity, please let me come inside you. I love you. I do. I want more of you. More of you. Feels so good. Feels so good inside you. I'm coming. Ah. You touched my tail like that. So rough. Not done yet. What's that? You're gonna put it inside me. I see. Well, I'll bear it for my mate. Especially if you say it'll feel good. I can't handle too much more. Yeah, still sensitive. Please make me feel good. Coming. I'm gonna come soon. Coming. Fistieri, you're illegal. Fistieri, yeah, I can't handle you, but I want more, please.